that deal seemingly was done and now the rug was pulled out. Are you getting the sense that this economy just can't catch a break? And how would you advise average Americans to deal with these continued shocks to the economy and to the financial markets?
Well, I don't want to make excuses. Again, we did overestimate the pace of recovery for some fundamental reasons having to do with, as I mentioned, the time taken to achieve financial repair, the state of the housing market, and so on. But that being said, as I indicated earlier, there has been a certain amount of bad luck, and I think the volatility in financial markets associated with the European situation has been, along with volatility associated with U.S. fiscal conditions, has been a drag on recovery. I think it's part of the reason why the second half of 2011 was less strong than we anticipated when I was here at the last press conference in June. So there has been that concern. It's showing up in Americans' confidence and sentiment. You can see that right now consumer confidence is about where it was in the depths of the recession. That's very discouraging. It, to some extent at least, that will be a drag on consumers' willingness to spend and to invest. My best advice to Americans is to continue to live your lives, though, and continue to think about your personal situation and try to make smart decisions based on your own financial position. Clearly, Americans are trying to improve their balance sheets. They're trying to pay down debt. That's, of course, important. At the same time, you want to make smart decisions. You want to make good investments. You want to budget properly. So financial literacy is a big part of this, and lack of financial literacy was one of the things that got us into this mess in the first place. So I would advise people to try to be smart about their finances. Unfortunately, we can't disassociate ourselves from Europe. The things that are happening there do affect us, and that's an unfortunate fact. I hope very much that the Europeans will find a set of solutions that will allow markets to calm down and take off some of the headwinds from the U.S. economy.